Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night in Israel is mild, with a gentle breeze passing through Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. A clear sky offers a view of the stars above. In Haifa, the air feels crisp, perfect for a peaceful evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, the Jerusalem Post reports the IDF destroyed a Hezbollah rocket launcher inside a civilian building in southern Lebanon. An IDF drone also targeted a fleeing Hezbollah terrorist. Also earlier today, Ynet reports the IDF chief stated troops may remain in the South Lebanon buffer zone until safety in northern Israel is assured. Lieutenant General Eyal Zamir emphasized that there is no ceasefire on the combat front, also this hour. From Israel Hayom, there's a rare opportunity for peace with Lebanon, thanks to recent military achievements. However, without a political arrangement, this chance may slip away. Separately, JNS reports that U.S. President Trump criticized the German Chancellor's comments on the Iran war, stating, "The Chancellor lacks understanding." Trump insists he is actively addressing the situation with Iran. And finally, JTA highlights how a synagogue in North Carolina helped Palestinians raise money for Gaza. This effort found common ground over falafel, fostering relationships between a local rabbi and a Palestinian restaurant. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Belaz, a news account, posted minutes ago that the USS Gerald R. Ford and its carrier strike group will soon leave the Red Sea, reducing U.S. naval presence in the region. Andrew Fox, a commentator, shared just now, reflecting on recent anti-Semitic events and questioning if change is possible this time. Ynet News posted earlier today that the largest U.S. aircraft carrier will exit the Middle East as Trump asserts Iran must capitulate. Israeli officials suspect continued naval pressure on Iran is part of Trump's strategy. Let's go deeper, starting with the situation in Lebanon. The Jerusalem Post details how the IDF's recent actions targeted Hezbollah positions. This strike follows warnings of increased military activity in the area. The attacks aim to diminish Hezbollah's operational capabilities, impacting regional security dynamics. Turning to the IDF's stance in southern Lebanon, Ynet explains that the IDF's continued presence is tied to ensuring the safety of northern Israel. Lieutenant General Eyal Zamir's statements underline Israel's commitment to maintaining pressure on Hezbollah. This move reinforces Israel's defense posture amid ongoing tensions. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom reports on a potential peace framework with Lebanon. The military success has opened a door for diplomatic efforts. Experts warn that without political negotiations, the opportunity could vanish, leaving the region in uncertainty. On the diplomatic front, JNS covers President Trump's remarks on Iran. The U.S. president's criticism of Germany reflects deep divisions within international approaches to Iran. Trump's focus on Iran signals continued U.S. involvement in Middle Eastern geopolitics, affecting alliances and regional stability. Finally, JTA's account of community-driven aid highlights grassroots diplomacy. The collaboration between North Carolina's Bethel Synagogue and Palestinians in Gaza showcases how local efforts can bridge cultural divides. This initiative offers a model for peace building from the ground up. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that IDOC has raised $150 million to expand its clinical AI technology. The Israeli-founded company, now with over $500 million in total funding, sees hospitals increasingly adopting AI solutions. Separately, CTEC announces the return of MindAttack to New York. After delays due to the conflict, the conference resumes, expanding into a full week of events and discussions on technology and innovation. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes a surge in oil prices. Market pressures rise amidst the UAE's exit from OPEC, with varying interpretations impacting global oil dynamics. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 12 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.